It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 883.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Mr. 97. Welcome to the Tommy Jackets hosting seat. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. It's actually really nice to have something to say as soon as you come on the podcast. Like just something that you can say every single day. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And so TJ has some annual leave, and so you are filling in. What do you have planned? What can the Gronks look forward to in the next half an hour?
Oh, I mean, maybe just a little update on me and
the clay.
The clay's been mm-hmm. been. But no, Grace and I celebrated our 6 months over the weekend.
Congrats!
So that was pretty cute. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you if it's cute or not. Okay, you can't say it's cute. What did you do?
Well, so we spent the day. Well, so the funny thing is, so our anniversary, on the 10th is the day that we decided to become girlfriend and boyfriend or enter into a relationship. It was the 10th in Perth and the 11th in Melbourne. Okay, so we sort of split it. So the 10th is the, I guess, official day. And so that's when we ordered Italian and we hung out during the day and then nothing
special.
This
is what you did on the, when you started dating, or is this for your 6 month?
No, this is the 6 months.
Okay. What did you do? What, can you go cast your mind back to 6 months prior? Okay. Yeah. 6 months ago.
Okay.
What was the day like where you decided that you would become boyfriend and girlfriend?
Well, it would have been late because it was passing over midnight. But I think we just had a conversation about what a relationship looks like and you know what we are, and then it was sort of just from there. We were just like, yeah, okay, we're like, this is a relationship. That's great, and we were both excited. It was weird. It wasn't that sort of like, you know, will you be my girlfriend?
And
will you
I
be
don't my- know if that happens after the age of 12. And so, yeah, so it's like, oh, are we dating now?
Yeah, yeah, it was a bit of that, like, what are we?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but that was cute. That was very cute.
Okay.
Our 6 months on the weekend, Saturday, we didn't do much. We got our food delivered in the morning, so it would have been like 9 o'clock. And the truck rocks up outside with our food, and we ended up getting Italian. So there was like a spaghetti with. To be honest, it was a bit like bolognese, a real good bolognese, sure. And then
so it's like a ready meal type of thing. Like it's like a light and easy for your 6 month.
Nah, it was nice. We had to prepare it ourselves. It was from Provador, which is online
is Provador. I think that might have been. They've got a bunch of different restaurants on there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And so anyway, so they delivered that along with some trout and we got tiramisu as well. So that came, and then we didn't do anything super special throughout the day. We just sort of hung out, and then for dinner we set up a little picnic rug. And because Saturday is also date night, we set up a picnic rug in the room. Got the computer, started watching a movie, set some candles out in front so we wouldn't knock them over and burn down my bedroom, and then had dinner.
Do you feel like you've got any romantic tools left in your toolbox?
Well,
so it feels like the same thing every single weekend. It's you order food, you turn on a movie, sometimes you'll put candles on.
Yeah.
How was the 6 month experience special. Different to, like, not criticizing you, but how was it different?
We got dressed up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What did you wear?
So, I mean, jeans and a shirt.
Don't go too crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought wearing a suit was probably a bit overboard.
Yeah, sure. So was it like a button, like a?
Yeah. Just a buttoned up shirt and then just the rolled up sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
nice.
It was nice, and so yeah, so we got dressed up. I mean, it was just nice. Yeah, that was just about it. I think the candles, the candles don't visually do a lot, but I think it's the thought.
Sure. I know that Grace loves, like, one of the things I was asking her, like, what do you miss? What's the what do you love? And she was talking about getting coffee. Coffee is super important to her. Mm. Have you ever gone to a cafe and got her coffee?
No. So the problem is the coffee shops around, there aren't many great ones around where I am within a good solid walking distance. Okay, you know, like, sure. I can't just pop, like, there are a few down the road, but they're not, like, I wouldn't go to them for a coffee. Plus, we also, like, this morning, for example, I made her a coffee, so.
Okay. Do you make one for yourself? Because you have typically not been a coffee guy. Do you think that's going to change?
Nah, still not a coffee guy. I like my warm milk, though. Just the leftover from warm milk.
It's a baby chino is what you're describing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Just in a little cup and I have that, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Any other content that you've got today?
Content.
So, normally TJ would have an Ushi update or Ushi update. You know,
no, like, I don't have any Ushi updates. I do have... Yeah, I mean, well, similar to what we spoke about on Hump Day, and I messaged you over the weekend about it, and I've downloaded this app called Feedly, and it's a RSS compiler. So, for every news website has an RSS feed, which is a way that you can bring in the information from the website into an external app, and so. Mm-hmm. This means that I can bring in all my different news sources into one application. So, I can have, like, The Verge, The Age, you know, a science website.
It's like how podcasts work. You subscribe to an RSS feed and it delivers you audio whenever there's a new one. It's just a mechanism for subscribing. So, question.
Mm.
The Age, which is behind a paywall, they have an RSS?
Well, so, this is the... I didn't get any of the ones behind the paywall. So, I haven't actually
Can you do that though? So, if I was... Well, but if I had a subscription that's behind a paywall that I pay for, can I get the RSS feed and put it into an app?
I reckon you would be able to. From... Just without a subscription? No, I don't know. Without a subscription, I did see on a couple of them, they just give you a preview. So, you can still get all the stories and the headlines.
So, you've become the headline guy. At this point, because you can't click through. If you click through, it will say, no, you can't see this.
On a subscription only. News for, But I mean, I consume free stuff anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. And so, what are your go-tos? What's like, what have you got on the RSS feed?
Well, so I've brought in tweets. Because I don't like Twitter. Twitter's too much of a rabbit hole, but so I've got tweets brought in from Rhonda Patrick and Mike Cannon-Brooks from Atlassian. And then under business, I've just got Seth Godin's blog. And then science, I've got a publication called Science News and Science Daily, which is, they're, you know, publishing like stuff that appears in journals and stuff. And then The Verge.
Okay. And so, how often are you looking at it? Is it the first thing in the morning experience over a warm milk?
That would be nice, yeah, having a little baby chino. No, it's replaced The Verge. I don't go to The Verge anymore. I go to Feedly. So,
yeah, so I was using Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R, I think is what it's called. Good solid app. But then that is, you then need a service like Feedly to plug into it. So, it's like Reader is the almost like an email client or an RSS client, and then you have the service where you hold them all.
Sure.
So, that could be something you could look at. Reader is very nice. Nice sort of design. Nice swiping across. Do you swipe? So, like you're archiving. So, you're actually consuming and then archiving?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the swiping's great. Real good functionality. I like it.
Yeah, okay. No, good one. I actually went for a walk this morning with Jess. Had a bit of a walking meeting. Yeah. And
how was it?
It was really nice. It was great. Good weather outside. But I did have an issue with ordering coffee. And it made me realize how long it's been since I've actually done it or, like, you know, had to speak to a cafe because it was at the near the getting closer to the end of the walk. There was a good coffee shop. And I said, oh, I'll get it. It's all good. I'll get it. And I just had my phone and I Apple Paid. And I realized that I haven't activated my bank card and it like finished in August. And like because Brie gets the coffee, like I haven't had to use Apple Pay or anything for months.
No.
And so I was like, no, I'll get it. It's all good. And I, you know, did the thing and then I just declined. I was like, fuck. And so the thing is, when something declines, the first response is I look like I'm broke. Like I've got no money. Like this looks very, very sad. And so then it becomes this whole thing of like, okay, well, I don't have it. I can't contact the bank now and activate. It's too hard. Don't have the actual physical card. And so then you end up like, what would you do in that situation? Not that you've ever bought a coffee before in your life.
Well, no, but I'm the guy to rock one card in Apple Wallet. Like, I feel like you'd be the person to have multiple cards in there.
Definitely. Well, so I will, like all I had was my Velocity frequent flyer, which wasn't going to help me.
Okay. Yeah. No, you can't tap and pay.
And so what would you do in that moment? So it's a decline. The interesting thing is the guy's gone to make it and I just realized, oh, hang on. I wonder if it is okay. And I looked over and it said declined and the guy was just handing over the coffees like everything was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
but I was like, small business, like we can't be doing this in ever. But 2020, it's like it's not great. But anyway, I felt, this is what I thought was funny about it. I felt the need to log into my bank account and at least show that I had some cash in the account. So like, oh, so I needed to deactivate, but there's also cash in there. And so I was like, look, you're going to, there's something funny about being like, no, I'll get it. And it's like, do you mind getting it, actually? It's a little...
You could have done the BSB, the classic BSB to the barista.
Oh, yeah, that could be a thing. The I mean, what have you learnt about money when it comes to being in a relationship? What's the deal with Grace? Are you keeping tabs? Have you got a spreadsheet? How does it all work?
No spreadsheet. We're still waiting for our bank app, like the app that we use up to have joint or shared accounts. Mm-hmm. And then we can look at that. But yeah, I think you just having more experiences with Grace, just like going out for getting dinner or, you know, going to the supermarket and buying stuff, like when we went for a picnic or whatever, like getting,
you just know, one for one, bread. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll just split things, like you do this one and then I'll do the next one. So
okay,
yeah.
Anything else that you've learned, like what's been the biggest sort of change for you now living with someone for the first time outside of your family and having a girlfriend? What's been the biggest change?
Being more considerate, I think. Just because like when you're by yourself you can do whatever you want or whenever you want. So like
when
you can do, yeah. So like if I've got like a piece of work or whatever, or something pops up, there needs to be another thought and another consideration for how that impacts Grace and what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's getting used to things like that, because I've just previously, like I haven't had anyone that I've had to think about like that. And so I would just usually go ahead and do it without a second thought. And so just a bit, yeah, a few more things like that, that it's just, yeah.
What's the biggest one? Any blind spots for you where you're like, oh shit, I didn't realize I did that?
I always thought I was pretty good when it came to communicating. Mm-hmm. And now I just realize that it's like, I'm okay, but not like there are still like lots of times where I'm just not communicating like what I'm doing or, you know, how I'm feeling and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's probably been the biggest one. Like I thought I was pretty good, but.
Well, so what's the answer to that? Because I remember watching like there was this like venture capitalist who had a scorecard system with his wife And so they both did it. And so it would be like you'd have to do a 1 to 10, and then as long as you're getting a score across the board, that's okay. You're both all good. I brought the idea to Bree.
Based on?
It's based on everything. It's like, am I feeling like supported? Am I like everything from like finance to respect to sex, all of those things. So it's 1 to 10. As long as it's you're getting it across the board, it's spread out. As long like you can feel like you really respect and have no sex, and that's okay, you know. But you can't like you got to make sure you can't have no respect and no sex and bad finance. Like that's bad. Sure. Right?
Yeah.
So I brought the idea of a scorecard. Like to Bree, which I get the pushback. Like it seems it would be a great use for the index cards. Yeah. But have you thought about any of those types of things?
No. I mean the probably yeah. What Jess has brought up on Too Much Tally, and also what Brené Brown talks about, like the sort of percentage feeling. I think. We don't necessarily do the percentages, but it's just like, yeah, like I'm feeling exhausted today, or just communicating that ahead of time. So you just, you know, you have more understanding for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably been the biggest, I guess, system or thing that we have in place.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, they even spoke about this VC. I think he may have headed up like Google, like a section of Google for a while. I can't remember his name, but they would have him and his wife would have meetings where that was the time to bring up any concerns.
Bitch batching.
Yeah. Bitch batching. Exactly. So it's like putting it all together where it's like you say what I need to improve on so that then it's not this just constant where I'm like, oh, I'm really annoyed about this or that, or can you do this or do that? Like it's all at one specific time.
Mm.
I feel like you're a regimented guy, fairly organized. Are there any of those things, if you put sort of your life hack club, if we were to do a life hack club couples edition, what are some life hacks for being in a relationship?
I mean, we did do this thing maybe a couple of weeks ago, but it was just like all the things that make us uncomfortable at the moment. And so it was just like things that either like, you know, induce anxiety or even just make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. And
one thing that won't make you uncomfortable is a Sleep Republic mattress. Go to sleeprepublic.com.au and get a mattress. They're brilliant. Go on. They are very good. I've been having great sleep.
So we both put together lists and then came to each other. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like little things where we had to make little changes, like, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays are busier days for me. And so it's just like, okay, like what can we do for breakfast and lunch on both those days? So it's doesn't become a thing of we're just like, oh, so what are we having? And it becomes this whole thing. So I think little things like that, bringing a list and then just being able to be like, okay, like here's what we can do to try fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at least you're both aware of what's happening.
Shared calendars. Are you doing a shared calendar or anything like that?
There are a couple, like, so if Grace has got like a psych appointment or whatever or something on, she'll put it in the calendar and add me into it. And so I'll actually see it in my calendar. So I'm aware, but not sharing the full calendar, like what you do with mine, just looking in there for everything.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's getting overwhelming, to be honest, because I get, for some reason, I need to work out my notifications, but I get notifications when anyone's doing anything. It's very annoying.
You accepted a calendar invite on my behalf.
I sent you a calendar invite and then I accepted it for you. It's very annoying. Yeah.
I didn't even see it come through. I just saw it and said yes. I was like, I didn't take that.
Okay, and so what are you looking ahead, ISO finishing up at some point? What's on the list? What's the five things that Sevs is going to do when he can leave the house in a proper way?
Beach is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had, and Grace has brought this up in the past couple of days, we haven't had a great burger in the past couple of weeks. Like, since ISO, we haven't had a great burger. So
the last couple of weeks. I mean, ISO's been going for a long time.
But it's like food deliveries, like where I am, the food delivery is like everything arrives cold. And so like something like a great burger that's warm and
hot even. Yeah. Be nice.
Yeah, chips that aren't soggy would be nice. What else? I don't know. Just we haven't got a road trip somewhere, like even going away for a weekend or something like that, we haven't been able to do. So,
yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah, what about you? What are you going to do with Brie?
What are we going to do? I think we'll...
Great Ocean Road.
Yeah, Great Ocean Road's a good one. I think we'll definitely take you guys on the Great Ocean Road. I think that will be fun. What else? It'd be when we can travel domestically, that will be nice. Being able to, like, Tassie. I think Tassie's high on the list. But I think that I'm starting to get realizing, like, it's only now that I'm realizing, it's like, man, we actually can't leave the country.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I think I get around that just looking. Just looking and planning and scheming what you're going to do.
Oh, like, it's the perfect time for that, right? Like some of the best parts of a holiday is planning and the anticipation. So if we all just got into anticipation mode, but what I wonder is there just going to be this crazy influx? So my mate Nathan lives in Queensland. He reckons every second person he bumps into they've just moved to Queensland.
Really?
Yeah.
Far out.
And so I do wonder. I'm not a the contradiction or the issue with what I like. I love cafes that are quiet. They're not great businesses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like Airbnb. Like, I like hotels where there's not heaps of other people staying there. Not great for business.
Not a good hotel. Yeah.
Not a good hotel. And so I wonder, do you think that there will be an influx of travel? What do you think is going to happen when borders open? As an epidemiologist and a travel expert, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on, like, they're not going to open them till cases are down, but I think there'll be a lot of probably driving and less flying. Like, I think there's, like, you're going to be, like, driving down to places or doing things like that as opposed to flying. I feel like
traffic has been crazy. So,
really?
I met Jess at 6:30. She was 6 minutes late. Traffic. That's what she said anyway. Traffic. It was funny. It was just like, so annoying. Like, she really sort of
Who's driving at 6:30?
I know, that's what I was thinking. And I was like, this is just the classic thing of you're late something and then, like, you've just got to obsess over the track. Like, it was just crazy. You know, it was just beep, beep. I was like, the cars, trucks, buses, all there. But then we walked down Hoddle Street and it was chockers. There were so many cars. And then I was thinking about, like, we don't have, I could guess with all the curfew stuff, I actually saw a car on Smith Street at 2 a.m. I woke up to the sound of like an engine. And there was a car, like a white sedan, zooming up Smith Street. Smith Street's, I don't know, what's Smith Street? 50 kilometers an hour? 60? 60 maybe? They were going probably 100. And they had their hazard lights on, just zooming up Smith.
Far out.
What do you think? If you saw that, because Brie and I both woke up, and then we're like, wonder what it was. Where does your mind go seeing a car speeding? Unmarked, like it doesn't look like an emergency service vehicle. They're just using hazards. What's the story?
Well, he's not a repair technician.
Yeah, sure. Why do you say they're not a repair technician?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you're not going to be in a rush, to be honest. Like,
and so a repair technician based on their essential workers, is that why you bring them up?
No, just based on, like, a white van with hazard lights on.
Sure. It was a sedan. Like it was a sedan, which is It's like a car.
A car. Like,
got
a bit
fancy. Yeah, I got a bit fancy. It was a car.
Yeah, no, definitely something sus going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I thought like that maybe it's someone
driving away from,
or maybe that like they're about to give birth.
Oh yeah,
and they're zooming along. But I think I saw them go through a red light. I feel like if you are in labor, you don't go through red lights as a rule.
Yeah, that's a good point. But also, it is early in the morning. How many people are going to be driving?
Takes one car to T-bone you, doesn't it?
That's true. Yeah, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, yeah, no.
Can't think of anything?
No, that's a great story. What direction were they going?
Going towards the city.
Okay. Well, then it could have been the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if it's going the other way, away from the city, then it's definitely a sus thing that's happened, sure, and they're just driving just away from joint. It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then mm-hmm. going, if they're going towards the city, then pregnancies are great.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad I asked. in regards to movies, TV shows, Netflix recommendations, the classic, what are you watching? What are you listening to? What are you reading?
What's oh, we love your- an Amazon Prime recommendation.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Ryan, is that his name?
Yeah, Jack Ryan. Yeah, Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
I can confirm, like, I have actually seen Jack Ryan before TJ brought it up. It is a great series, and I would recommend it. What have we seen? Oh, we watched the David Attenborough documentary. That's good.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, real great.
It's how can you, like, he's an absolute legend. Like, yeah. If you think
he's amazing,
mm-hmm.
I love the it was so great though. Just think like pulling from the archives and all that throughout mm-hmm. the show. Like, I thought that was very cool. The fact that they've done all these documentaries and they've just been able to pull on all of it and create this cool little
it's doco. The Daily Talk Show. That's what we'll you'll have your Netflix doco. It'll be less sort of,
and you're a cheap David Attenborough. So
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, I am. We'll have an orchestra doing the whole. The whole soundtrack. But
you know what I did think about? When it was at Chernobyl?
Mm-hmm. Can't be good. I guess at that point, he's like, mate, I'm 93. I've had a good life.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
But is it worth it? Like, is it worth being in there? Like, surely he could have, like...
Mm-hmm. I mean, I fucking worry about having the microwave on.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
Or even like being close to it.
UV as well. Like, mm-hmm. you just think about, like...
UV doesn't bother me. Well, have you seen how much... pilots and stuff, you have to be careful with the amount of UV you're getting as a pilot.
Oh, like you're, yeah.
It's the equivalent of an X-ray or something.
Real every time you fly.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a fact. Can you look that up?
Well, I know that going through the scanners and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Grace has sent me a clarification. He wasn't at Chernobyl. I think he was near Chernobyl.
Oh, really? Like, it was, I think, green. So. They cut it well. They had all the shots of the schools and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hang on.
So, X-ray.
Why are we doing the X-ray machine and...
Oh, no. So, I want to know. Flying. Yeah, flying the amount of radiation.
Yeah. I mean, you could imagine... Like, if they even say when you go through the scanner,
mm-hmm.
that's just like the equivalent of... I don't know what the equivalent is, but apparently it's not good.
The whilst you do that, you've been looking at Nomadlist, which was like my favorite website about 3 years ago before Bree and I went traveling. We used it to work out, and it gives you a rating on the best cities in the world based on like livability, like the safety, how much it costs for a coffee, all of that sort of stuff, internet speeds.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on Nomadlist. What are you thinking? Where do you want to live? What's your travel plans?
So we looked at it was like within the top five, but it was like Tenerife.
Tenerife? Just
like, it's an island off Italy, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but Canary Islands. Grace has just sent that through. But that was one of the things that was off Morocco. There you go. that was one of the places. But then it's an island, and there was all this stuff around people not being super, super friendly. And sure. It's almost a go-to for digital nomads. Like,
really?
I think like Nomads List has sent too many people there.
Okay.
It's a bit it's a bit too...
Chiang Mai is very much like that. Like a lot of those, like digital nomads can go either way. You can just like...
Yeah.
But the, so I'm just having a look. The top one at the moment, Lisbon in Portugal. Yeah.
Portugal.
Never been there. Wanted to go there. Couldn't get cheap flights when we were traveling. Beautiful. It feels like 19 degrees Celsius right now.
good internet as well. Great internet.
Good air quality.
Yeah.
Hospitals are bad though. That's the only thing. Well, nightlife is okay.
Well, that's like, nightlife's not, I mean.
LGBTQ plus friendly. Great. That's what it says.
The other thing is like London. London is another place that we both want to go to. So we'll have to figure out because it's very expensive. And it's just like, where do you live? If you're going to live there for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the thing, like Bree and I found a great Airbnb in London and ended up being really inexpensive. Like given it was like one of the most expensive places, we ended up like, it was one of those examples where we were, we didn't have the whole apartment, like the host lived there. But yeah, it's interesting. So if you look at the cost of living on different things, so the price for Lisbon, Portugal is $2,074 a month. That's US. And so if you have a look at cost of living, it it sort of breaks it down. So a one bedroom studio rent in the center is $764 a month. Which is, that's great. This dinner would cost you $7.05 for a beer for a 500 for 500 mils.
For a pint?
For a 0.5 litre.
How much is a pint?
Not sure. You're asking the wrong guy.
it is 473 millilitres. So that's probably exactly what
you're looking at. So it's interesting. Like it is nomadlist.com. It is good fun just sort of exploring. So Melbourne is... number 17 on the list currently. So if you have a look at internet speeds, Lisbon, the average speed's 29 megabits per second. Melbourne's at 14 megabits per second average. For people playing at home, the cost of living of Melbourne, they've put down at $2,978 a month. And if you have a look at it from a scores perspective, it's got pretty good scores on everything except air quality. The annual is just good. Humidity is comfy. I think we've got pretty good humidity.
Yeah.
Anything? But what they say is bad is free Wi-Fi in city is down as bad.
Yeah, it is. No, it's real bad. At least there is Wi-Fi, I guess. But I mean, most people are rocking 4G anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Best wireless carrier they've got is Hello Mobile. I've never even heard of them.
Never heard of them either. Surely Telstra.
Hello, but Mobile.
What's crazy is like those European countries like Hungary and where is that? Romania. They're like getting outrageous internet speeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, Eastern Europe, I love Eastern Europe. Like Budapest in Hungary is awesome. And that like it's really, really beautiful. Inexpensive, really cool, like creative people. Yeah, I think it would, like Hungary would be a cool place. Like Romania is great as well.
Yeah,
well, I mean, somewhere with nature would be nice. So you can search. So if I go overall score, so then you could go overall score, nomad score, family score. So if you're a family wanting to move temporarily, it'd be interesting to see where it all lands with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, surely. I wonder if that impacts the safety of it, surely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can search by all of the different things as well. So it's like your freedom of speech is important to you. You can sort by that.
Find a good one. Yeah. You did your round the world trip. Mm-hmm. Traveling across Europe and stuff. Like where did you love the most? Where would you recommend?
Favorite place that I went to, which I like, where Bree and I, so when Bree and I went on our trip, I think Krakow in Poland surprised me the most.
Okay.
It was like epic food. inexpensive, an awesome Airbnb that was essentially like a hotel, but it's an Airbnb. Cost us $80 a night for the two of us.
That's ridiculous. And it was like
awesome. They have things called like milk bars. So if you look it up, Poland milk bars, it's like subsidized eating, like food, but it's legit. Like it's really, really good.
What, yeah, who are they subsidizing it for?
The government subsidizes it for like everyone, just as it like, I guess, as a way of increasing living standard and also like, what to expect from your first visit to a Polish milk bar. Yeah, delicious food. It's really, really good. It's called a bar McClesny. I think that's what, is that what it is? I've just found something.
How did you know to go there?
It was just in like the travel books and things like that.
Sure.
They're like the best coffee, I think, as well. Like it was on, really? Like not to be obnoxious, but it was at Melbourne quality. I loved it. So anyway, yeah, I think, so Krakow is awesome for if there was ever like a world conference, if we're ever like, oh yeah, we're going to bring all creators together or so, Krakow would be a great, like it's a great, great city for walking as well. And so, yeah, I think that that was one, but outside of that, Serrano in Italy, which it's like a medieval town, and Bree and I stayed there, and the guy that we stayed with was awesome. Like he's like a dude from the US who'd been there for 30 years, a writer and did sculptures and shit.
Great.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. We spent a bunch of time in Italy. I started listening to Pimsleur again, so I paid all this money for Pimsleur, which is like a what got me across the line is it's what the FBI uses to learn new languages.
Oh, yes.
So like Duolingo, unless the FBI are using it, I'm not interested. And so
I get it. It's like that book that the FBI bloke had a
influence never lose something.
It had never lose an argument or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's just like negotiations from a terrorist. Yeah,
yeah.
That got me. I bought the book. So
yeah, I mean the Pimsleur thing. I ended up downloading, like their app is not great, but really? Downloaded their app and I have it, and I started doing the Italian a couple of nights ago where I just have it on. It goes for, 25 minutes and you learn a bunch of, le capisce l'inglese, io non capisco l'italiano,
you just play it or are you repeating things back to them?
Yeah, they say things, it's like, and then you say it back.
Okay.
It's great, yeah.
How do you know
what language do you want to learn?
Oh, Spanish.
Okay.
Definitely Spanish.
What's the because I've definitely been there. Not saying that it's like a phase, but I've wanted to learn Spanish before. What's the appeal of Spanish?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's a pretty versatile language across Europe. Like if you've got Spanish as your base, you're going to be able to at least pick out words in other languages and potentially string together sentences. And the other one as well, like if you're in South America. It could also be helpful.
Un chocolate caliente, por favor, which is one hot chocolate, please, which is something
just that baby chino.
Yeah. But interestingly, they don't speak Spanish in Barcelona. They speak, what's it called?
Catalina?
Yeah. So it's in the city, the state is... anyway, I'm going to sound ignorant. I mean, Catalina is the
Mac OS.
Catalan. Yeah. But anyway, my mate who's from Venezuela, when we were in Barcelona, we were on a train and my mate Ibi was teaching me Spanish. And a guy cracked it on the train. It's like, we don't speak Spanish here. Why are you learning Spanish? Yeah. So that's why I don't go on trains. Great. I actually love traveling. I've said this before. Trains, all that sort of thing when traveling, love it. When I'm at home, not into it. Like when I go on the tram, like the few times I go on the tram, always turn to Brian like, oh, I feel like I'm overseas.
What's this? Complete different experience, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, when overseas, they're so much faster. Trams are just a bit shit compared to...
Yeah, I do like the idea of doing... Maybe we could do a big train trip somewhere.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Just in the train? As in just stay in the train, or are you actually... No, you get off.
Locations. Like Trans-Siberian Railway.
Would you love a cruise?
No.
Okay.
Would you?
Oh, seasick.
No. I just don't want to feel sick the whole time. No, definitely.
Yeah.
No, I think a train is fun, being able to get off the train, going through mountainous areas, that type of thing would be cool. I just feel like I've done a lot of road trips, especially like in the US, but I haven't done crazy amounts of trains.
Train trips, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
No, I get it.
All right. You do get it. Thank you for joining us, Sevs.
That's
how
okay.
How do you feel as the co-host today? Did it feel different?
It did feel different. There's probably like a different... Yeah, there's a different thing just switching between all the different podcasts and like mm-hmm. the what you're bringing to each of them. And so it's like, yeah, it does. You bring a different energy. So
mm-hmm. I quite so was this it. High energy or what was this for you?
I think it's definitely higher energy.
Yeah, great. One Trick Tony's out today.
Yep.
That was a very good funny. Episode. Yeah. And you're in that as well. I noticed that you, in one moment, you said we, referring to you and her, like as in your show. And she Tony quickly corrected that it's her show and that you're just working on it for her.
Yeah.
But go check out One Trick Tony. Otherwise, thank you, Sevs. Everyone else, enjoy the rest of your day. Not you, Sevs. You've got shit to do. And we'll see you tomorrow. Catch ya.
See ya.